Pop Health Podcast is a public service of 24-Hour Home Care. So we're in Dallas, Texas today for the very first NRPC event, the National Readmission Prevention Collaborative here in Dallas, Texas. The event's about to start, and we have Dr. Josh Luke with us. Josh, what are you hoping to achieve today, hoping to learn?
Well, we're really excited to be in Dallas for the first time, Gavin. Thank you to you and to 24-Hour Home Care for being here. We're going to have another great event. It's our 14th event this year of 15 planned. We're very excited. Our last one's going to be in Los Angeles on November 12th. There's a possibility the one in Los Angeles could sell out, so if you haven't registered yet, go ahead and register if you're listening today. It's at nationalreadmissionprevention.com. We're also, we just launched the National Bundled Payment Collaborative. It's at nationalbundledpaymentcollaborative.com online. Check it out. We see that a lot of the acute hospitals are focusing more on bundles and moving away, not so much ever away from readmissions as a focus, but in terms of investing their time and resources. So you're going to hear a lot more about the National Bundled Payment Collaborative in addition to the National Readmission Prevention Collaborative. We're still going to continue the great work we're doing. We appreciate all the great work that folks like 24-Hour Home Care and others are doing to support the collaborative. Both of them, we think they go hand in hand, and again, we're really excited to be here in Dallas, just kind of on the second to last stop of our tour this year.
Great, Josh. Who do we have serving on as panels and speakers today?
You know, the panelists this year come from the best hospitals down here in the Texas area, and again, we appreciate Gavin, you moderating that panel. I know we have the Quality Improvement Organization here represented. I know Baylor Health is represented, and some other really good hospitals from around the state. Just as we do in each market, we bring national thought leaders here like yourself, Gavin, like Dr. Eric Coleman, like Chuck Bongiovanni and others. And then we kind of combine it with the local case managers who are doing innovative things to really attract people locally to say, hey, here's some national thought leadership and here's some local thought leadership. Our goal at NRPC when we do events is so everybody can leave today and take two or three ideas that they can implement tomorrow, even without a budget sometimes. And we've been really successful in accomplishing that.
Awesome, Josh. Well, best wishes on a great event today.
Thank you, Gavin.
So we're closing up here at the NRPC event in Dallas, and I'm alongside May Centeno, who's the Vice President of the Chronic Care Continuum at May, can you...
Baylor Scott & White Health, North Texas Division.
Great. Thanks so much. Long title there. May, thanks so much for being a panelist today. Can you share with us a little bit about why you're here, what you shared with the audience, and what you learned?
So thank you for having me here, and I came here to network and also to share my experience from our readmission reduction efforts in population health. And what I was able to share was based on our experience, the lessons learned, as well as some of our successes in really improving care across the continuum, basically reducing readmissions and addressing population health, including bundled payments.
Excellent, May. I know a lot of the other panelists really leaned on you for your bundled payment experience, so we really appreciate you sharing today, and hope to see you again at a future conference, and thanks again so much for all the work over 25 years at Baylor, and really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I also learned a lot from the audience about communication and the importance of integration. Thank you.
Thanks, May. So we're at a break at the NRPC conference today in Dallas, and next to me is Paul Noblet. Paul, can you share a little bit with the audience who you represent, why you're here today, and what you're hoping to learn?
Yes, I represent the Baylor Scott & White Health System, and today I was asked to be a part of the panel discussion for readmission efforts and bundled payments, and kind of just discussing where the future of all this is heading. And the reason that I came today was just to basically learn from cohorts and peers to try and see what we could learn and share with each other.
Very good, Paul. We really appreciate you joining today at the NRPC conference. And I know you've done some work in the post-acute community and collaborating post-acute providers as well. So is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. So I look forward to learning from you as well. Again, that's Paul Noblett with Baylor. Thanks so much for joining us today, Paul.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We have Tanita Wilson with us here at the end of the event in Dallas, and Tanita was kind enough to join us. She is the Director of Case Management for Texas Regional Medical Center in Sunnyvale. And Tanita, first of all, thanks for joining us, and secondly, can you share with us why you're here today, what you shared with the audience, and what you learned?
I came today because I wanted to learn a little bit more about readmissions. The whole process of how we are going to be monitored is very interesting to me, and sometimes when you are not constantly inundated with information, you get lost as to what, you know, you actually need to know. Along with that, I learned some things about the Medicare spending per patient that I did not know at all, so I'm going to go back and share that information with my CFO. Maybe he knows that. The other thing is that I myself have to be the leader as far as readmissions in my facility right now. The quality director is kind of inundated with some other things, so I'm like the key person or the key stakeholder as far as sharing that information.
Tanita, well said. I can really tell the passion of what you've learned something new today, especially with the Medicare spending per beneficiary, per patient. So thanks so much again for joining us as a guest, and we're really hoping you can take what you learned today, share with your leadership, and implement it.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. So we have Liddy Papachen with me. She is the National Director of Health Systems with Medigram, and she'll be a panelist today at the event. Liddy, can you tell me a little bit about why you're here today and what you're hoping to share with the audience?
So why I'm here is with the big shift from fee-for-service billing requirements for healthcare going into value-based billing.
Sure.
I think it's a big shift in healthcare and how people, patients are being managed, but then also how it's being managed on the healthcare side. So came here to learn from all the experience, the vast experience from the other speakers. And I think what I'm hoping to provide is education on how Medigram can help with communication.
Okay.
For this transition.
Very good. And that's secure communication between providers. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. It's an application that providers can put onto their phone or tablets or use a web browser to communicate patient information in a secure manner with other clinicians and staff members.
Okay. Great, Liddy. Well, thanks for joining us and look forward to a great event.
Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome. So we have Anthony Fajardo here with us today. Anthony, this is your first time at this event, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What are you hoping to achieve? Where are you from? Who are you representing? Tell me more.
Well, I'm Anthony Fajardo. I represent Ally Home Health, and I'm here from Dallas, Texas. And I'm hoping to achieve to get more insights about what's trending in the market right now, healthcare market, which is a lot of that is ideas and processes of how to prevent hospital readmissions.
Okay, very good. And have you guys been doing that type of work here in the Dallas area?
Yeah, my unique experience provides me some clinical insights, and Ally Home Health is an innovator of home care in the area wherein we do a lot of interventional clinical approach.
Okay.
We take care of a lot of complicated clinical cases in a home care environment. So we're basically more of an interventional home health. Our growth has been astronomical because of the structure that we have in our company.
Okay, and tell me more about that structure.
The structure that we have is basically, our mindset is basically giving the best clinical care.
Okay.
And with that said, we want to make sure that the patient is taken care of in terms of providing some very good skilled care in the home care environment, providing them a lot of information, and giving them inside intervention. Let's say, for example, a patient is having exacerbation of their congestive heart failure.
Okay.
We just don't monitor them. We do application in terms of giving them IV diuretics. We do a lot of transplant management from LVAD to cardiac transplant.
Yep.
To giving cardiac drugs in an infusion form in a home care environment. So patients that are usually staying in the hospital is now able to go home and getting a best care in home care environment.
Great, Anthony. Well, I appreciate you sharing why you're here today, and hope you learn a lot, and have a great event.
Thank you.
You're welcome.